welcome to ProSide's Small Group Leader Podcast, where we help you prepare for your weekly small group. My name is Pastor Jennifer Matias,
yes.
And here we have Pastor Alfredo Canencia,
hello,
Pastor Coach.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share one real quick announcement. You should have gotten an email about our All Leaders Summit on Saturday, April 27th.
Right.
It's going to be a great day. You don't want to miss it, because we actually have Dr. Marcy Verduin coming in. She is a psychiatrist from Pastor Keith Towers Church in Orlando,
right.
Florida. She has a lot of information to share with us, but the great thing about her is that she's actually a Christian, spirit-filled, just like us. And so we're going to get to, as leaders, we're going to get to hear from her. You can invite your apprentice and your assistants to this great Saturday event. So make sure you look for that email.
Right. You don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss that one. Yeah.
Yes.
So Pastor Coach, we're going to go through the main thought and the passage
for
today.
Yeah. You know, for this week of March 17, the small group discussion guide, the main thought and passage is Jesus' arrest and trial were entirely unfair and unjust. Despite his innocence, he endured betrayal from one of the closest followers and persecution by both religious and political leaders. In the face of this unjust treatment, Peter responded with violence, but Jesus exemplified meekness, I like that word, and controlled strength. As followers of Christ, we will inevitably face unfair situations where we feel mistreated or persecuted. Mm-hmm. How we choose to respond in these moments has the power to either reflect or reject God's kingdom. Oh, it's God's kingdom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, when we look at the story, you know, you can read in Matthew 26, 47 to 54. But we find here that, you know, when Jesus was going to be betrayed, and, you know, it's interesting how he called Judas his friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got the betrayal kiss, and then he was going to be arrested. And I like the fact that, you know, Jesus knew his will. He knew the Father's will for his life.
Right, yeah.
He knew he was going to go through arrest.
Mm-hmm.
But we find Peter, he got angry and he retaliated, cutting off the ear of a servant. But Jesus was at peace and chose to act in love. And I think, you know, when you in your small group, a lot of people are going to go through times of being mistreated or injustice. And you can just look in the world. There's a lot of that going around.
Mm-hmm.
But how we respond in those midst, and we can follow the example of Jesus, and
right.
How should we respond to insults and unfair treatment?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I love that scripture in 1 Peter, because, you know, it talks about how Jesus suffered and that we are to follow his example.
Right.
But there's two words that really stood out for me, that Jesus was insulted,
yes.
And that he suffered. We're not like sugarcoating what happened to Jesus. We're not pretending it didn't happen.
Right.
We're actually calling it out the way it happened. He was insulted, he suffered, and then he died. And yet Jesus, in response, he did not retaliate and he made no threat. But I think sometimes, you know, especially as Christian leaders, we think, oh, I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to forgive. And we don't even go through the process of calling it out for what it is, or identifying what we're really, how we're feeling or what we're thinking. And once we do that, then we can kind of take that step. Okay, but I'm choosing not to retaliate.
Right, right.
I'm choosing not to trash talk.
Yes.
I'm choosing to trust God for my defense and not really falling into, oh, I don't need help, God.
Right.
Because I think that shortchanges what God really wants to do in
That's
us, like,
right.
to bring the healing.
It takes us deeper. And I like what you said, Pastor Jen, because a lot of times people bury it.
Right.
And we know if you bury it like a beach ball, it's going to bounce back up again.
Exactly.
So I think God wants us to deal with it.
Right.
But then don't retaliate, because when we retaliate, we actually escalate the situation even more.
Mm-hmm.
We give them more things to attack us, you know,
and
we experience more injustice. So we see Jesus, he didn't retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the insults that were coming after him, the false accusations and even those who testified, he kept his cool. He kept peace of God inside of him because he had a trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things when you're dealing with your small group, people get attacked, a lot of time is their identity get attacked.
Right.
And when they forget who they are, they revert back to the old ways of retaliating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a reminder, you can encourage people who's under maybe going through injustice or unfair treatment, is to always remind yourself who you are in Christ.
Right.
think that's very important.
Our identity in Christ. Yes, yes. Go back to that. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he would constantly, mm-hmm. I find that when I'm getting all worked up, I want to retaliate. I forget I'm a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
I have a father that loves me and he's in control of everything.
Right, yeah.
But when I forget that, mm-hmm. I think, oh, I'm the old Alfredo mm-hmm. and I want to attack. You know, mm-hmm. I want to get mm-hmm. back. And mm-hmm. and God, you know, God knows us and he's trying to change us, get that out of us.
Right,
and
right, right.
So when you're in that unfair situation, you might think, ah, that person, you know, they did me wrong. But God is using the situation to shape your
mm-hmm.
character
mm-hmm.
to understand who you are in Christ.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. And you said this earlier when we were chatting, right? That it's because we have a purpose.
Right.
And we have to keep that purpose
exactly,
in mind.
Exactly. Yes.
And we have to understand that God's going to work from inside out.
Right, right.
He's going to
right.
help shape us inside so that our outward actions and our outward words
right, right.
would
that's
reflect
so true.
Christ.
Yes.
You know, God wants us to be a representative of Him, ambassador for Christ,
right.
a light to the world. And we can't do that if we have darkness in us, right? We have to deal with that and make sure that all comes out, you know, for the glory of God.
You know, and you know, Pastor Kalai, I give him some props because he mm-hmm. gave me this drop on this whole scripture and this passage. He said, you know, Peter cut the ear of the servant off, and sometimes we in our feeling injustice or being mistreated, we attack back, and what we do, we cut people's ears off. And you know, the thing is, they would probably never hear the gospel from us.
Wow.
Because they're
so
cut
good.
Off. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Jesus was there, picked the guy's ears up and, you know, ear and mm-hmm. healed him. But sometimes they may never hear it from us again
mm-hmm.
because of our retaliation.
Right.
So we have to be careful that we're not cutting people's ears
off.
Right,
right, right. Yeah, because when we do that, we're cutting off the relationship
and
the ability to be able to, you know, continue to grow with them.
Right.
Yeah, that's so good. That's such a great visual and, like, connection to this. Yeah.
And you hear people that say, oh, man, that guy goes to your church, and they cannot really relate because they felt maybe that person cut their ears off.
Right.
But I'm glad that God is a healer.
Right.
And I love the scripture in Romans 8:28 that, you know, He is able to do exceeding, not that scripture, sorry, wrong scripture, the one that he will work all things
for good, yeah,
together for good, mm-hmm. for those that love him,
right.
for those that are
right,
called
right, right.
according, like what you said, mm-hmm. purpose.
Right.
So I find it, and we've been walking with God for a while, and those of you listening on this podcast, God have a way of working things out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust him. That's what that last part, you mm-hmm. got to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to defend you. He's going to fight for you.
Right.
Some of your people in your group fighting for themselves. So if you're fighting for yourself, God cannot fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rest and trust
right.
him.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, and you have to do that for yourself as a leader.
Right,
because
right.
I can imagine this small group discussion, you know, especially with the questions, a lot of emotions are going to come up. And so as a leader, you know, we're there to facilitate the discussion. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to share. And sometimes when somebody's really heated and, like, emotions start to come out, they tend to take over the conversation.
Right.
So have some, like, techniques in the
yes.
back of your mind, you know, like stop to pray maybe if somebody's going a little bit too long, or maybe even breaking up into smaller clusters
so
that
there.
You can make sure everybody gets a chance to speak, because everybody needs to let air out of this balloon, you know, this area of betrayal and hurt, right?
Yeah. And you know what you're saying, Pastor Jen, some of our groups are 8 to 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cluster with a discussion like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get deep with people if you're in 8 people.
Right.
And I like one of the questions, what do you get angry about?
Yeah.
That's usually the target where probably God's trying to work inside
mm-hmm,
of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get upset, you get worked up, then mm-hmm. there's areas that
you
got to bring that area. So that starter question is good, but everybody got anger issues,
mm-hmm.
and we got to go deeper than that. So why am I angry?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it will reveal to you, you know, some of the things that you're facing.
And even as a leader, coming with an answer for that you know, kind of is an example or demonstration of how deep you want your group to go. So for me personally, I know one of the things that, like, I am still working on is, like, I have this mama bear in me. I have 4 kids. I have 4 grandkids. You know, if anybody, like, says something or you know, starts to kind of go into the area of my kids or my grandkids, I have to kind of check myself. Like, okay, they're talking about my kids. I have to do I have anger, do I have hurt, you know, what are they really saying? I like, it's like my ears get caught off sometimes because in the past like I've heard things, and so I have to open your ears, like, listen to what they're saying. And just being honest with their group helps them to be honest and transparent, you know, knowing that you're on this path of sanctification and holiness. You're not already there because they're not in heaven yet, right? But helping them understand, okay, me too. Like, I can share too in this group. I can be honest about what's going on in my life.
I like that, because what you think about what's going on around you, but you have to figure what God's trying to do inside of you. Mm-hmm. And what's going on inside of you eventually will come out. So being honest and open and humble, leaders, it's very important. But if you're transparent, then your group will become transparent. Yes, yes. But if you are superficial or just surfacey, your group is going to be surface. Right. So, you know, throw down some of those dirty laundry. Not all of it, but some, so people can relate with you.
Right. Yeah. That's really good. Right. Leaders, we get to lead, you know, in these small group moments. We get to show them what it's like to walk with Christ. Yeah. And make sure, you know, there's some really great prayer points. Make sure in a in a group session like this, a discussion, you stop to pray for the strength and for the courage for people to do what they need to do and get rid of the junk. Yeah. And trust God to heal them in those moments. And then pray for others, because we're coming on to Easter season.
Come on, just invite. People are open to God.
It's not just Christians that go through this, but there's people who don't know God and don't know where to go when they have these hurts and they have these hang-ups, right? So being able to invite them to hear the good news, it's going to be a great Easter weekend.
Yes,
I believe. A time of rejoicing, right? And we want to invite people into that and into the celebration of Easter.
Yeah, it's a season to the cross. And again, we, you know, this whole thing about crossroads, and people are at the crossroads and they're looking for answers. You and I have the privilege and opportunity to point them to the cross so they can come into a relationship with Jesus.
Yes. Easter was the first time Mike and I came to ProSide.
That's right.
Yeah, we came for Easter service for the very first time. So it works. Invite.
It works. invite families.
Yes. Entire families. Yeah. But thank you so much for today. Yes. Have a great small group this week. I hope you guys have really great discussions and great prayer times.
Yes, thank you.
Be blessed.